Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 9:15 to 29. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 15 to 29. So I turned and went down from the mountain while it was ablaze with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my hands. When I looked, I saw that you had sinned against the Lord your God. You had made for yourselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way that the Lord had commanded you. So I took the two tablets and threw them out of my hands, breaking them to pieces before your eyes. Then once again I fell prostrate before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water because of all the sin you had committed, doing what was evil in the Lord's sight and so arousing his anger. I feared the anger and wrath of the Lord, for he was angry enough with you to destroy you. But again the Lord listened to me, and the Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him, but at that time I prayed for Aaron too. Also I took that sinful thing of yours, the calf you had made, and burnt it in the fire. Then I crushed it and ground it to powder as fine as dust, and threw the dust into a stream that flowed down the mountain. You also made the Lord angry at Taberah, at Massah, and at Kibroth Hattaavah. And when the Lord sent you out from Kadesh Barnea, he said, "Go up and take possession of the land I have given you." But you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You did not trust him or obey him. You have been rebellious against the Lord ever since I have known you. I lay prostrate before the Lord those 40 days and 40 nights because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed to the Lord and said, "Sovereign Lord, do not destroy your people, your own inheritance that you redeemed by your great power and brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Overlook the stubbornness of this people, their wickedness, and their sin. Otherwise, the country from which you brought us will say, 'Because the Lord was not able to take them into the land he had promised them, and because he hated them, he brought them out to put them to death in the wilderness.' But they are your people, your inheritance that you brought out by your great power and your outstretched arm." My theme for reflection is when holiness meets a stiff-necked people. When holiness meets a stiff-necked people. There is a certain look you get when you catch someone doing something they definitely shouldn't be doing. Imagine coming down a mountain after a profound face-to-face encounter with God, cradling in your arms divine tablets carved by God's own hand, only to find your people who promised to be faithful dancing around a golden cow. That is a you have got to be kidding me moment, if there ever was one. In Deuteronomy 9:15 to 29, Moses recounts that low point with painful honesty. It is a gritty, unfiltered reminder that spiritual failure is not a modern invention. The Israelites, fresh from being liberated by God's power, immediately regress into idolatry. Moses' response is not casual disappointment. It is shattered stone tablets, a burnt idol ground to dust, and a posture of urgent intercession. Moses embodies what Karl Barth once described as the combination of astonishment and concern that marks all true theology. He is shocked by the people's sin and deeply concerned for their future. God is holy, and that means he takes sin seriously. But in his mercy, he also appoints intercessors. Moses pleads not only for God's mercy, but also reminds him of his promises, his covenant, and his own reputation. This is not Moses manipulating God. It is Moses stepping into a sacred friendship, echoing back God's own words in love and reverence. It is a stunning model of leadership, a person who does not just point out sin, but weeps over it, fasts for it, and risks himself in the gap. There is a reason Moses fasted and prayed for 40 days and nights. Deep spiritual repair takes more than a quick apology or a hasty prayer. Sometimes it takes a season of brokenness, humility, and sustained pleading for mercy, not just for ourselves, but for others too. We may not be forging golden calves, but the idolatry of our hearts is no less real. Careers, relationships, control, comfort, and image. The hard truth is, we too are often stiff-necked, resistant to the God who redeemed us. We celebrate his blessings while neglecting his voice. Yet, there is hope here. The God who was ready to destroy the nation listened to one man's intercession. He responded not with wrath, but with mercy. This foreshadows an even greater intercessor, Jesus Christ, who not only pleads for us, but gave his life for us. So today the invitation is twofold. Repent honestly and intercede earnestly. We are called to mourn the sin in our lives and world, not with guilt-ridden despair, but with the hope that God listens and acts when his people pray. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what golden calves have I allowed to take up space in my life, drawing my attention and affection away from God? Number two, who or what in my community, family, or nation needs my prayers of intercession right now? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside a meal today to fast and pray. During that time, intercede for someone you know who is struggling spiritually or morally. Ask God to show mercy, to act with grace, and to reveal his glory in their life and yours. Lord, you are holy and we are not. Yet you are also merciful beyond measure. Forgive us for the idols we have hidden in plain sight. Forgive us for the ways we have been indifferent toward the brokenness of our world. Give us the heart of Moses to grieve sin, to seek your face, and to stand in the gap for others. Let our prayers rise like incense and move your heart to show mercy. In the name of Jesus, our greater intercessor, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.